This is New England Public Media, an outspoken victim of clergy sex abuse who supported and inspired other survivors in Western Massachusetts and across the country, died of cancer on Sunday. New England Public Media's Nancy Cohen reports.
People are remembering Phil Saviano as low-key but tough. That's how he was portrayed in the 2015 film Spotlight, which told the story of the Boston Globe investigative team that brought to light details of decades of sexual abuse by priests covered up by the church. In this scene, Saviano, played by the actor Neil Huff, has carried a cardboard box filled with his research on abuse to a meeting with Globe reporters.
You guys gotta understand, this is big. This is not just Boston. This is a whole country. It's a whole world. And it goes right up to the Vatican.
Do you have any proof of that, Phil?
No, not yet. But think about it. There are so many of them. How else could they have hidden it for so long?
So many what?
Priests! Priests! I know 13 right here in Boston.
As a child, Saviano was sexually abused by his parish priest in the 1960s in Douglas, Massachusetts. He first spoke to the media about it in 1992 and refused to accept money from the church that would prevent him from telling his story. According to his website, in 1996, he settled a case with the Diocese of Worcester that had no restrictions on speaking freely. A year later, he founded the New England chapter of SNAP, Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests. Olin Horn, a survivor from Chester, says Saviano was a mentor and a dear friend who inspired other survivors to take care of themselves.
Phil had a sense of self and a very sense of calm that a lot of us didn't. A lot of us were very enraged. Phil had this quiet sort of strength. That was also a big beacon of safety for a lot of us, I believe. It was for me.
Phil's older brother, Jim Saviano, says in addition to surviving abuse, Phil faced multiple health problems: AIDS, kidney failure, heart problems, cancer. Throughout it all, Jim Saviano says his brother was driven to prevent more abuse.
The way that he has taken on this battle with trying to save the innocent of young children was extraordinarily taxing, painful, because he did not receive a lot of support, to say the least. There were threats against him.
And yet, his brother says he was very resilient and tried to help other survivors find a positive path. Phil Saviano talked about that 2 years ago in a film on restorative justice in clergy abuse.
And the message that I have to a lot of survivors who are struggling is that it is possible to get past the struggle. And to get to the point in life when you can feel joy, you can make contributions to society, you can find happiness, and you can become whole despite the hole that might have been created in you as a child by being abused by a priest.
Jim Saviano says Phil wanted to have his memorial service held at the same church where he was abused as a child.
It was his intention to deliver a message to the Catholic Church that despite trying, they have not knocked him down.
Phil Saviano's funeral mass will be held this Friday at St. Denis Church in Douglas. For New England Public Media, I'm Nancy Cohen.